Radio Prague News.
A team of investigators have left for Spain to ascertain the cause of Thursday's crash of a Czech military helicopter during a NATO training exercise. A psychiatric patient in Olomouc Hospital has died after the police used a taser to pacify him. And the Czech Academy of Sciences has scrapped an exhibition of female acts just 4 days after it opened amidst criticism that it was sexist. A team of investigators have left for Spain to ascertain the cause of Thursday's crash of a Czech military helicopter during a NATO training exercise. The helicopter crashed near Zaragoza, making a hard landing and turning over. It was carrying 5 crew and 11 soldiers. 5 people suffered light injuries and were taken to nearby hospitals. The Lower House has passed a bill which should encourage Czechs to contribute more to their pension savings by investing in the so-called third pillar, which represents voluntary savings. The proposal would allow people to open such an account even before reaching the age of 18 and introduces benefits such as higher state contributions, tax relief and easier access to the money. The move goes hand in hand with the scrapping of the so-called second pillar, introduced by the former centre-right government, which enabled people to put part of their pension funds into private insurance companies. A patient admitted to the psychiatric ward of Olomouc Teaching Hospital is reported to have died after attacking a paramedic and being pacified by the police. The man was admitted late on Thursday and his condition is reported to have worsened during the night. He started demolishing the hospital room and attacked a paramedic who came to tranquilize him. Police officers called to the scene allegedly used a taser on the patient. He died shortly after. The incident is being investigated by the police's internal affairs unit, GIPS. One of the 3 Syrian families who were granted asylum in the Czech Republic and whose children were to receive treatment within the Medevac aid program has departed for Germany, Interior Minister Milan Chovanec reported on Friday. The minister said they left the country shortly after arriving in Prague and it was not possible for the authorities to keep them here against their will. They were the first of a larger group of 15 Syrian families selected by specialists from camps in Jordan in order to give the children medical care which cannot be administered inside the refugee camps. The first 3 children who arrived had a heart defect, muscle dystrophia and severe burns. 7 out of 10 Czechs fear the influx of refugees and 83% say they are concerned about the possible spread of Islam to the Czech Republic, according to a poll conducted by the STEM agency. Fear of Islam runs across the whole spectrum of the population, with 30% of respondents stating a high degree of concern. The poll results indicate that people's fear of refugees is linked to fear of terrorism, Islamic fundamentalism and organized crime. The Czech Academy of Sciences has scrapped an exhibition of female acts just 4 days after it opened amid criticism that it was sexist. The exhibition's critics argued that scantily dressed women had nothing to do with the promotion of science and research. The exhibition Women, Scenes in the Library was to have run until December 23rd. It is one of many events marking the 125th anniversary of the Academy's founding. The Academy said the exhibition was intended as a presentation of an old technique photography. The legendary Czech jockey Josef Váňa has revealed that he wants to run for a seat in the Senate in next year's elections to the upper chamber. Váňa won the Velká Pardubická steeplechase 8 times before retiring last year after taking a bad fall. Váňa told the news site Novinky he wants to run for the ANO party, whose leader Andrej Babiš he admires. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should be clear to partly cloudy with scattered showers and day temperatures between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.